When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. You're listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and this is Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. Before I begin, I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf. Without his expertise, these podcasts would not be possible. I also need to do a shout out to Patterson Dental Supply, Henry Schein Dental Supply, and Vocal Supply Company. They're providing us with knowledge, training, and expertise to continue to make Ascent Dental Care providing better care, better service, and better results for our most important asset, which is our patient base. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about how life and business coincide next to each other. It's been said that real integrity is doing the right thing, knowing that nobody is going to know whether you did it or not. It's also been said, in order to give real service, you must add something which cannot be bought or measured with money, and that's sincerity and integrity. If you're going to achieve excellence in big things, you have to develop the habit in little matters first. Remember that excellence is not an exception. It tends to be a prevailing attitude. There's a Chinese philosophy that says, with money, the following: you can buy a house, but you can't buy a home. You can buy a clock, but you can't buy time. You can buy a bed, but not sleep. You can buy a book, but not knowledge. You can buy a doctor, but not health. You can buy a position, but not respect. I think what they're trying to say in this Chinese philosophy is the solution is not money. Money is simply a tool. We should probably remember that life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breaths away. I think sometimes, myself in particular, we get so hung up on the business and how important that business is, we sometimes forget what's going on right around us. And sometimes we fail to treat our family and our team members as well as we should. I certainly know that I'm at fault at that, and every day I try to do better. And my suggestion is that you consider that in your own life and in your own professional career, and maybe we can all do better. It's come to my conclusion after a variety of different books, training, education, consultations with other doctors, that your business, like your life, usually starts off with the first part of just basically trying to get your feet wet, learning your profession, learning how to begin your business. And in life, you usually start by working real hard in that first generation. You're trying to create a lifestyle and a family success. You tend to be a little more frugal in the beginning of life, just like in the beginning of your business. We call that the first generation. That second generation, or probably the third or fifth year in business, you tend to start spending a little more money. You might dress a little more fashionable. You might tend to buy a home rather than rent. And you're trying to push yourself more or less into a higher society or a higher area from a financial situation. That third generation, just like in business or at your home, the family member and your team members start to grow up in relative luxury. Your business tends to be more or less on autopilot. People tend to do a little work, they spend money, and they figure that their business is successful, and they no longer have to worry about the simple and small important items, not only in your family, but in your business. And then finally, you wake up one day and you realize your business is right back at the beginning. You've wasted away the profits, you've wasted away the knowledge and training. And in many times, we find that in your family, you look back and you realize the mistakes you made by not paying attention to the people who are really important in your life. I've looked at business as I looked at life, and I came up with three stages. The first stage is hard work and creativity. The second stage is most people, whether it be in your business or family, go into a period of status quo. It's sort of a maintenance, or what I refer to as a flat line. Your business or your personal life really isn't improving or decreasing. It's just basically staying status quo. And then finally, we go into that third stage, and the business is actually starting to falter, decrease, and fail. And many times, we haven't paid attention to those important things in our personal life, and you also see a failure occurring. My personal opinion is the most important building blocks for life and business are honesty, trust, and integrity. They tend to be, in my opinion, the foundation of all great things. And from time to time, we have to evaluate our path to make sure we don't go astray. For your business, or at least my business, my goal was to be so good at what we do that people cannot help but tell friends and family about our practice or organization. In my life, I felt that I wanted to be as good a parent in person as my mom and dad, who've recently passed away in the last year, that they have been to my brother and the people around them. And I suggest you take a moment and think about your mission statement, not just for your business, but for your life. Because if your life and business aren't in balance, generally there's some dissatisfaction. I'd like to talk briefly that how do you create a successful business and a successful family? And I've come to the conclusion that there are three types of capital. There's human capital, which are your employees and your family members or colleagues. There's intellectual capital, which are really your street smarts, your experience and knowledge. And then there's financial capital. It's the money that you have in the bank or in your pockets. These three areas of human capital, intellectual capital, and financial capital, in my opinion, human capital is by far the most important. If you don't nurture the human capital, whether it be in your family or your team members, you're going to lose a significant asset. It's the heart and soul of every business and every family. It's really who you are and what you're made of. It's, in my opinion, the foundation and whether it will be a successful long-term venture or a short-term success. Remember that the intellectual capital is your knowledge and it's your experience. It's your ability to teach and mentor others. It's your ability to learn and get help from others. And in the end, remember that financial capital, which many of us consider the most important, in my opinion, is the least important. Financial capital does not necessarily lead to a successful life. Basically, all it is the tool. It's the money to help you achieve what your goals are, but it is certainly not the most important. So whether it's in your business or whether it's in your family, my strong recommendation is there's tremendous similarities between a business and your personal life. And to keep them in harmony so that you have the best of both, remember how to use your human capital, your intellectual capital, and your financial capital to reach your full potential. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. Again, special thanks to Mr. David Wolf, who's been able to produce these podcasts. And again, a shout out to Patterson Dental Supply, Henry Schein Dental Supply, and Vocal Dental Products and Supplies. Their education, their training, and their support for these podcasts is greatly appreciated. Without their expertise, I know personally my dental business, Ascent Dental Care, would never achieve better results, better care, and better service. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.